Yo, what's up? What's up? Happy New Year. Welcome and welcome and welcome to the year 2021. Happy New Year. This is Coach Dia. And I just want to say thank you for your continued support as well as listening all over the world. This episode tonight is about the recap of the holidays as well as the reinvention for 2021. So on that note, you know, let me take it to the locker room and see who's all in my locker room this time. So who's in my locker room?
Dre all day.
Yo, what's up?
Going on.
Got your boy, what's happening?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to recap real quick on the holidays. You know, so how's everybody been?
Good. Good. Everybody's been good. Well, I can speak for myself.
Okay. All right. Renny, how you been for the holidays?
Fat, but I'm good.
Okay.
That's how you make bucks right
keep
there,
it real,
boy.
Yes, sir.
Trey, all day. How you been?
I'm good. New Year's been all right so far. No problems.
Okay, good. All right. So so everybody apparently health and wellness been okay besides Randy talking about she been fat. I think I gained a little pound, you know. Everybody else lying on the scene right now talking about they all right, but that's okay.
Accountability, man. Accountability. I think we all may have gained a little something extra there with all the holidays.
Oh, back yeah, back. Man. Right. I mean, I know I've been, you know, getting my eat on a little bit, you know, and then like all, you know, all clarity and whatnot. Did have a little bit of the COVID, got me down for a couple of weeks, but you know, I'm a fighter, so ain't had me down for too long.
Yeah, that's it. Like I said, you know, as long as you stay at some type of active, you know, that's all I can say. You know, I know I started off with the maintain, don't gain, but like I said, don't let me lie to you, because I even gained, but I maintained the rest of the way, you know, to equal up that one pound or two that I was gaining back and forth. So
true,
you know, but you know, I got to always have those collard greens, though.
Oh yeah.
Got to have that, so I can't give up those. But anyhow, you know, that's good. So while the holidays were going on, did anybody see any decrease of exercise or working out or anything just crazy out of sight?
I ain't gonna lie, I seen a lot of decrease because I hadn't even been to the gym, so I don't tell that lie.
True. Yeah.
You know what's funny though? A lot of people blaming the decrease on, man, it's too cold. Ain't you got a jacket?
Sweatshirt,
you know.
Yeah, sweatshirt and all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Up in long johns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to Applebee's yesterday. Was it?
Okay. With the coat.
Yeah. Straight up.
Can't miss that 2 for $20.
Yeah.
Try to tell you. 220 be popping now. 220 be popping now. Dre, you know what I'm saying, Dre?
Okay.
For sure.
Hey, they was in there for them holidays, so that's
absolutely.
For F holidays at that place. But absolutely. That's true. I mean, it has been a decrease. So I know on my side, it has been a decrease with the gym, because now I don't really see the men in there. Actually, they all playing that tennis. They hard on that tennis right now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even see nobody walking in my community anymore. It's just me and somebody with a dog or something.
Right.
You know, even at the gym, I could tell you, even if I go, I'm probably one or two. And if I'm the two, that means they about to get rid of the exit stage left because they done.
Right.
You know, for the day. So it ended up really still being me. So it definitely has been a decrease during the holidays. Now, some gyms I have passed by or actually have visit, they doing it in at a happy hour time. But, you know, I don't know if they really in there playing or really getting it in. So most of the time when I look over, they over there talking. So I mind my own business in my corner. But, yeah, so one of the times I know I was in my gym by myself, and it's a little epic fail story here. So I was in the gym by myself, and my normal routine I do, and always practice my balancing. You know, you got to balance out your life. So there's a specific door that is this exit only. I go to the door, I do my same handstand, but this time around I fell through the door because the door actually opened. So
dang.
I literally went up into my handstand and fell straight through the door. Now I was puzzled because now I got leaves in my hand. And then
that's a good word.
I'm trying to figure out how I fell through the door, because this door I never look at, I never even think about even trying, and it never opens. I don't even, you know, but today, for whatever reason, I don't even know how you get in the door from there. But it was open. So I was mad. I looked around. I ain't seen nobody come in. So thank God. I know they got security cameras in there, so they probably saw me fall. I don't know. But I couldn't let the door defeat me. So I shook the door like literally 10 times. And then I went back and did the handstand. But I had to look at myself again, because I was like, I just shook my head. I know I was a little ashy.
That truth be told, you know, she was mad as hell at that door. That truth be told,
yeah,
yes, yeah.
Now, see, that's one of them videos that would have went viral. You know that, right?
Yeah, you know.
I see she knew who not to send it to.
Yeah, listen, y'all got that. Y'all know y'all got that. Y'all just delete it. I couldn't let that door defeat me. I was pissed.
Yeah,
I was mad.
No, I mean,
I was mad that day. You know,
but should you be mad at the door though? Because I mean, technically,
yeah,
it fulfilled its purpose. Course. I mean, you made an exit.
Hey, Rennie.
Listen, I did. I exit real good.
Yeah.
On my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. But you know, at that time, I needed that door to be closed.
That's it.
Oh, man. Any other day, that door could be open. I learned real well now, recently, in these recent days that has been coming. If I'm in that gym, I check that door 10 times now.
Come on, somebody.
This shake on it and stuff, you know. And then I thought it was really me, you know. Now you're playing, you know, tricks on me. So I went back to my back porch and tried the handstand. I was like, okay, so I know it's not me. So I had to get it over with. But yeah, so that was one of my, you know, funny, epic 2020 end of the year stories right there.
Man, that's epic, though. That's it. Wow, that's true.
I made it though. Yeah,
man.
I ain't hurt, because like I tell y'all any day, if I do get hurt, I'm gonna drink some water and lay it down.
Now
tell the truth. Your very first reaction was to see if anybody saw you, right?
Of course.
Always the first reaction.
Most definitely.
You always got to do that, because you got to look around and see where you came in. No coming in, but like I said, I looked around and then, you know, I had to start brushing the leaves off my head. And I'm like, I just trying to figure it out.
That's funny though.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, okay. Now if I would have did that handstand with the leaves in my head, y'all definitely be like, where's she been?
Right. Hilarious.
So, you know, but yeah, that was my end of the year 2020, you know. I think that was that 2-pound, 3-pound weight gain right there. That's what messed me up.
Yeah. Accountability. I've been talking about it. Accountability.
So, that's right. Yeah. Anybody else? I mean, have y'all experienced anybody else trying to do anything by the end of the year?
Nah, you know, like I was saying, man, you know, hold yourself accountable, man, you know, but when I went to the gym recently, you know, not too far, but recently, man, you know, I always, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, wear your mask, man. You know, wear your mask when you're in the gym and all that good stuff. But, you know, people wear their masks and they take them off.
Right.
But, you know, I had this cat, man, you know, he all up in my, you know, I kind of seen him from my peripheral. He was looking at the equipment I was using in the gym. And, you know, I seen this cat from afar. I mean, I'm doing my stuff, you know, handling my business. And next thing you know, man, this guy come, man, he all in my space. I couldn't even really do my set like I wanted to, because he, hey, man, you Man, you know, that bad, man, breathe hard, man. You know, 6 feet, man, you know, go back to the chase, man, you know. But, you know, my man, he was real nice. Don't worry about that.
Right.
Knock us over together, man. But, you know, that's about my. And, you know, just people just fail to understand that the pandemic is real out there, man.
Yeah,
you know, they still want to get in your space, man. You know,
yep, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and really, yeah, the gyms actually just opened back up not too long ago, so you know, people are still, you know, sometimes not taking it seriously,
right?
True, okay,
yeah,
well, definitely. You know, like I said, as we, you know, made it all and moved into, you know, 2021, what I call the reinvention. Because I'm just trying to figure out, do anybody even make New Year's resolutions anymore? Do we do that now? Or we gave up on that? Are we just calling it improvements?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Well, I know for me, I'm not doing any New Year's resolutions because, I mean, it's, first of all, it's just cliche. People will make resolutions and whatnot knowing they're not going to keep them towards the end of the year.
True.
I stopped. Yeah. And like right now, it's just, I'm just on this thing. Is okay, you know, I'm going to make my plans, hope for the best, but you know, I'm not going to really hold myself to them things because I know at some point, you know, I might fall off, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So in that way I avoid disappointment.
True. Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I agree.
Anybody else, Rennie? Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, man. Yeah. I know sleep. I know for me, I don't do the whole, I'm with Trey, I don't do the New Year's stuff. It is very cliche, just piggyback on what he's saying, man. I mean, you either know goals in place and what you're trying to achieve, and you either go at it or you keep saying, you know, I'm going to do this, do that, and don't, you know, you just go and try to achieve.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, that's why I call those, I call it improvement plans, you know, reinvent it. You know, I'm just going to reinvent myself, you know, and work on what I need to work on and change up, you know, whatever habits I need to work on, you know, just because of the fact, you know, like everyone's saying, it's just a cliche, you know.
Yeah.
Either you got it or you don't got it.
Right.
And like to put something off to the first of the year is like that in itself just means that you aren't really committed to there what you want because you can start that today. Like why right. You need to put it off?
Right.
Yeah, and
anything at 12 o'clock, you ain't do it at 12 o'clock before December 31st, that's a wrap.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, how much damage are you gonna do between now and the first? You know, when you plan on starting. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
Yeah, that's true. Now, anybody feel, you know, because we moved into the 2021 and we all still living and breathing and, you know, we thank the man above. Is there something that you really feel that you want to improve on? Like any, besides health and wellness, it could be your mental health. I can tell you right now with me, it's straight patience. And, you know,
straight patience, huh?
Yeah, straight patience. That's right. A1 for me. You know, besides, you know, continue to bettering, you know, my health and wellness on top of that, you know, I do all I can to make sure I keep the immune system up and, you know, as we go through this crucial time. So, but yeah, my number one is, you know, patience is the key.
Yeah, that's the key. And the wrong with that.
No, I feel you.
No doubt. I think for me, man, mine is overall growth. You know what I mean? Growth as a man, husband, trainer, just, you know, just becoming more knowledgeable,
right,
feeding my brain, and you know, get more educated in different areas, man, to just continue growth overall.
True. Okay. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that right there.
I know for me, mine is focus. So I will focus on every other aspect of my life except me. And and that's what happened over the holiday. Family was coming down, trying to get my house together, spending all this money, A lot going on with work, and I'm stressed out, and I'm focused on all of those things. And then you know what I mean? So I let my my workout slip and my eating habits slip. And like I do that all the time. So I really need to work on just staying focused.
True.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's major, these major words right there.
Absolutely.
And
what about you?
Same thing. Same thing for me. It's just trying to be more focused. And then this is definitely cliche. It's just basically controlling the things I can, you know, and accepting the things that I can't. Because we know, you know, especially with, you know, coach and D trainer, you know what I'm saying? The outside situations that we, you know, are in right now. You know what I'm saying? Certain things, you know, they're going to happen when they happen.
Right.
If not, you know, we just have to say, all right, you know, it is what it is and just keep stepping. Because, you know, we're going to shine regardless.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, absolutely.
That's all it is for that.
Yeah. Like I said, I gotta definitely say focus is one of the main things. You know, besides, like I said, the patience. But patience only, you know, patience is a virtue on some things, you know. And then the out of control, you know, if something's out of your hands and out of your control, you know, we gotta make peace with it.
But you know what, Vito? Sometimes that's kind of tough, and I could say I can kind of agree with you on that. So, being a female, and being in the jobs that we have, when you at work, is like we kind of have to we have to be so alpha at work, and it's like that carries over into our life. So at work, that's true. Have to be aggressive. We have to be assertive. You know, we really can't have too much patience, you know what I mean? Because you know, we're supervisors and everything, so it does, like, it carries over, you know. Once you punch out, you know, it's kind of hard to get out of that mode, you know.
Try to let and you're absolutely right, you know, trying to let it, you know, ease off and go, because it can't interfere with your home life as well. That's why I always tell people now, which you know, we can talk about this discussion later, which will be you know, mental health and, you know, the state of mind and where everybody is at, you know, just because of the fact that, you know, that's the things that everybody have to deal with, you know, if it's home life or at work, and like I said, all this pandemic stuff that's going on. So definitely that is one thing I can definitely agree, because I know when I get home that it's a wrap. It is a wrap. But definitely it's that's one thing I can say. I agree with you on that one.
I can even go a step further and say that's why it's extremely important when we talk about you know, your physical fitness and stressors and things like that, things that, like what Dre was saying, that's out of your control, that you can't control. And then you can control is your health, is your fitness and things like that. And I would use, you know, the things that you are going through, whether it's at home or work or whatever the case may be, use those things as motivation as well to, you know, carry you through your health and your fitness or whatever your goals are in general, to actually self-motivate you so you can achieve those things. Use that as fuel. That's what I do. I turn a negative into a positive real quick.
You know, you can't be a help to yourself and nobody else if you you know, 6 feet under. That's how I look at it.
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, don't let the people, you know, anybody stress you out, and it's really your own health, you know, so that you're dealing with. So, you know, you take care of yourself first, and then you can branch out and try to help everybody else and try to let them see how you cope with it and how you dealt with it. You know, maybe you that inspiration for another person, you know, to say, hey, you know, they've been through A, B, C, and D, the storms and everything else, and they came out with calm waters. So that's how I look at things as well in life. So definitely, I like to appreciate everybody for joining me in the locker room for the first episode of 2021. Everybody, just shout out where they can find you at.
Cool.
Dre All Day. I'm sorry. Let's go with Rennie, my girl. Rennie first. Ladies first.
So, you know, this is Rennie. You know, I do, you know, a little graphic design on the side. You can hit me up at Creating More Designs with an S, and that's more spelled M-O-O-R-E, either on IG or at Gmail.
Cool.
What's up, D-Trainer?
Yes, boy, D-Trainer. You find me on the ground at D_TrainerFitness. And again, I'm mobile. I come to you. A lot of people that's, corporate people, lazy, whatever the case may be, older, younger, big, medium, or small. I ain't got no excuses, so I'm straight gas with mine. I come to you, and I give you what you need to take care of you, man. So no excuses, man. Hit me in the DM.
True that, true that. And I'm going to go ahead and spit mines real quick. Coach Vita is always Coach Vita, not on IG, is with one T. It's C-O-A-C-H-V-I-T, but it's Coach Vita with two T's. That's where you can find me on IG. I got a website. I got it. And yours truly, Rennie, she actually did my card. So y'all definitely look her up. She actually did my flyers, my cards, and stuff like that. So she did on the graphics as well. And also, cool. Nothing but at least I have added on two things. Besides, I still got my book I'm pushing, Slaying Your Health After 25, which you can find on all book platforms, as well as now I have a clothing apparel that you definitely can look up and find. And I'll be dropping that link a little bit more later. But if you want to get any apparel, look me up on Q Fitness.
Entrepreneur.
And then, Dre All Day. Where can we find you?
You can
hit
me up on IG, Dre_AllDay24. You can find inspirational self-help videos to help you shine a little bit brighter this year.
Dang, you said that. You said that strong. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Shoot, I'm about to go to IG real quick. Dang, okay.
I'm trying to tell you.
D-Trainer, did you...
got that gift to gab.
Yeah. You have something you want to shoot that maybe we can discuss for the next week? Question?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just want to know, moving forward, how everybody coping with this whole, pandemic still out there as far as the mask and things like that in certain places, man. You guys even foresee this thing changing or, moving into this new year? Do you feel like it's getting worse? Just get your thoughts on it. Obviously, we got to go grocery shopping. We got to go get some clothes, food, things of that nature, those that do go to the gym. So, that's my question to the squad.
Well,
good question.
I'll go. Yeah. And like I said, I've already dealt with it this past November. And I'll tell you, it's not a joke. It is something that will probably get a little bit worse before it gets better. According to the news, I read that as of this recording, we lost like 4,000 people to it today.
Wow.
So
Man. This
is one thing that we definitely have to take seriously. We got to wear the mask. We got to wash our hands. We got to do the social distancing. Because if we're not doing that, then it's definitely going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Thankfully, we do have the vaccines coming on board. So maybe we'll make a little headway. But until then, we got to keep doing what we're doing to stay safe.
Absolutely. Right.
That's true. Well, Tampa failed that during the New York holiday. So I'm really saying, just being realistic with that. Because, I understand everybody still wants to go party. But just by looking at those crowds and just abundance of people that came from out of state just to come down and, do the same thing that you could have did up there just in a smaller group. It probably took a big toll on us in Tampa, because not only did we have, New Year's to party, we also had other major events, the NBA, Outback Bowl, I believe. And then on top of that, Tampa Bay Bucks that actually won and going to the playoffs now. So
that part,
we definitely had a lot of outside visitors for 4 or 5 days. The mask thing, I can probably tell you from afar by me working and then actually being in some of the atmosphere, it was barely no mask worn. Barely. Yeah. No, so the social distance was not there. But as again, you know, for all of us and anybody else that's listening, you got to take care of yourself first. At least if you can cover yourself, then you'll be good. You know, now if it happens, it happens. You know, that's something like we said, out of control, that we you know, we couldn't dodge, yeah, then we got it. But if you're protecting yourself first at all costs of what, you know, we can do, then, you know, it goes from there. But yeah, definitely. But yeah, definitely.
Good
job. All right, well, Rennie, you got any words on that?
I think it was really irresponsible for all of these stores to still have their door busting, you know, Black Friday sales and all of that. I was like, you are attracting the large crowds of people, and a lot of the stores, you know, they no longer have the requirement to wear masks. So I think of them to do that. And our governor as well, you know, he's not trying to do anything to help it. So yeah, we got to help ourselves. And kind of mad at some people that you have to be told that you need to wash your hands. But neither here nor there. But we just really need to be careful right now.
True.
All right, absolutely. Well,
like I said, that'll be the next time on the next episode. So right now, I'm gonna let Dre All Day take us out with a closing.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
Oh, you finna sing? Go ahead.
No.
Not this episode.
Like it's more like a benediction, though. So I'm gonna leave y'all with this though. I'll leave y'all with this thought. In order to become a diamond, you gotta realize that it's necessary for you to get cut. Only through discipline, hard work, and the ability to endure pressure will you be able to achieve your goals and enable yourself to shine bright. I want y'all to stay positive, stay motivated, and above all else, stay you. You've been listening to The Locker Room with Coach Vita, and we out.
All right. Love it.